Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So apparently I'm about to be quizzed on my parenting skills. Is that what we're doing?
Oh, that's correct. Yes.
There's a parenting study out there, I just want to be clear. I know I'm bad at it.
What? Oh, okay. Wow. I like that.
I feel like my daughter is really... I hate that my kids could listen to this. My daughter is super well-balanced because she was the second one. On the first one, it's really...
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Yeah, you guys make all your mistakes on that. And then you say, but by the time you get to the second or third, it's like, whatever.
Oh, God. Like, little D's kids, like, he ended up having, like, 10 of them at this point, I think.
Right.
And our boss has, like, 17 kids.
Yeah.
Eventually, the older kids are just rearing the other kids. It's like a puppy farm.
Yeah.
You just throw the new kid into the pen, and they're just like, figure it out.
Uh-huh.
It's legit. Whereas Amber's like an only child, so imagine how screwed up she is.
Yeah.
There's like nothing.
It's first like, and last and middle.
Yeah. I mean, the third child of anybody does not know what a therapist is. Only children or first children?
There is, well,
therapy,
yeah.
Right? I'm the baby, so I needed a therapist too. But
you
that's kind
of got left behind a little.
Oh, for sure. And all the crap rolls downhill. And
well, if it's any consolation, Slacker, these five, what are they? The five things that parents do seriously to mess up their kids. I think all parents, not just yes,
really,
yes.
Okay, let's go. What are we doing wrong?
Oh, okay. Number one, you answer your child's questions. You know, like dad, why is the sky blue?
Why would you not? Isn't that what a parent, like, aren't we their boss? Aren't we their mentor? Aren't we their coach? Aren't we their...
You are, but you're actually doing your child a disservice, and here's why. You should resist the temptation to answer their questions, because instead you should redirect the question back to the child. Why do you think the sky is blue? That way you teach them how to think, not what to think.
Oh, Jesus.
I know, but you all do it.
Especially now with Alexa, Google, Siri.
Yeah.
You wow.
just, like, literally kids today will come to you and go, Dad, why is the sky blue? And it's like, I have no idea. Hey, Google, why is the sky blue? Everybody's Hey, Google just went off. It's one of my favorites. But yeah, no. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's bad. They don't have any curiosity.
And they don't have any problem solving on their own. So you're always just turn it back to them. Why do you think? Hypothesize there, Billy. Why do you
think that? You know what? This was written by somebody who doesn't have kids. I'm telling you right now.
They are using words that the kids would never know at that age.
What's your hypothesis, Timmy? You don't say that to a 9-year-old. Okay, what else am I doing wrong?
Number two, you hire a tutor. Now, I've always felt this. When you hire a tutor, you lose your child loses confidence in themselves, and then they become dependent.
But here's why people started doing it, because there's that thing where your kids start living with you till they're 40. And so to try to cut that off at the knees, you want to get your kids super smart, young, like you're hedging your bets. Like we're doing things.
I see that.
We're actually trying to get my son into
accelerated program.
We're trying to get him into Regis. Like, I don't know if I can afford it, but like, I can either pay it now or pay to have him living in my basement till he's 40.
Yeah.
To me, it's like worth the tuition, whatever it is, to not. And so that's why parents do this.
And that's logical. I guess, but they say, the experts say, no, this is the worst thing.
It's the same thing.
It prevents your child from learning valuable life skills like time management, autonomy, and accountability. It stunts your child's resilience and coping skills, and it makes them feel bad about themselves. I got to have this stranger come in and help me out because I'm dumb.
No, I needed like somebody to explain
you
a different way to do the math problem because my teacher sucked. Or they didn't suck. It just, I didn't understand the way they taught.
Okay.
So I needed to be taught in a different way.
And it helped you.
But it does, I get how it could destroy their confidence. It's saying you're never going to get through this on your own. Oh my God. We didn't do that. But again, I don't think sending them to the school is.
Yeah. I guess I still don't have confidence in math. So
okay. What else we got?
You could take that to another step. But parents helping out their children doing their homework is bad. You're not a tutor. It's okay.
Wait a minute.
What?
But that's the only time you connect with your kid. You're not supposed to help them with homework. You're just supposed to oversee.
When you help your child with their homework, you teach them many of the same lessons they learned if you hired them a tutor. I don't believe in you, child. I don't think you can do this on your own. You don't need to work hard to solve the problem.
I disagree with this.
You nailed this up front. I'm going to tell you this. Every parent I know does.
You're right. Every
because
parent
you don't
does.
Want your child to fail.
Exactly.
But I always felt like my parents helping me with homework was like, I needed that. I needed the help.
And it was a bonding thing.
Yes, and it's a bonding thing.
No, it's bad. You just wrecked your kid.
Oh, my God. It's probably true. I mean, okay, what else?
The fourth thing you do that seriously messes up your kids as a parent, you're hyper-vigilant about making sure your kids don't get hurt.
I'm going to say this. I have friends. You know them, Chad and Stacy. They're the least vigilant people I've ever met about having their children get hurt. And their children are so flippin' well-adjusted.
Oh.
And my wife and I helicopter our children like it's our jobs. I've sent my son out on a bike ride and then followed him to make sure he doesn't take his helmet off.
Dang.
He did take his helmet off, I was right to follow him. But that's
that,
what you, that's...
I know, but...
How do you not, like, I envy Chad and Steve because they're just so chill and their kids don't get hurt because they've learned...
How to fail. Yes.
They've
learned how to get hurt. They've learned how to fail, and they've learned how to correct that.
Okay, there's one more. We're at number four. What's the last one?
Your stress, perfect attendance. If your kid's sick, they shouldn't be in school. It's bad for them, and it spreads disease. So get rid of the perfect attendance thing out of their heads.
I will say this. I have taught my kids that if you have a hangnail, screw it. Like, for real. Like, in real life, you don't get an award for showing up every day.
Amen.
And tell me the person. Do you remember the people who got perfect attendance in your school?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they are now? Are they the next Bill Gates? All they did was show up every day.
Right, and they got rewarded for perfect attendance.
Who cares?
Exactly.
You're just showing, like, show up when you're ready, stay home when you're not. That's, I actually.
Yes, amen.
I'm only getting one out of five wrong.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.